It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We continue our study now in John chapter 6. Now, last time we left off with Jesus speaking to the Jews who had gathered round him, and he was trying to let them know that he was the bread of life. We pick our study up in verse 35. It says, "And Jesus said unto them," now we're in chapter 6 of John, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Now, these people were looking for physical food. Jesus was offering them spiritual food. He was also offering them eternal life. And we're going to keep reading here. We're going to find out that Jesus lets them know exactly how to have eternal life by coming to him. Verse 36, it says, "But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." Now, Jesus has presented himself here to these people. They've seen the miracles that he's done, especially that miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And he's trying to let them know that he is from God, that he is God. And these miracles that he does could only be done by God. And as we keep reading here, we see that these people had seen him, but they still did not believe. And you know, there are many people today whom the Spirit of God deals with, and especially when the Word of God goes forth. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing means that a person listens and hears what's being said from God's Word. Now, the Spirit of God deals with each individual, and it's up to each individual to receive or reject Jesus Christ. Verse 37 goes on to say, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." He says that everyone who comes to him, who receives him as Lord and Savior, he's not going to refuse. He's going to accept. It makes no difference as we think back of who he was speaking to back in that day, the Jews. It makes no difference who comes to Jesus Christ, rich, poor, beggars, thieves, whoever it might be. Those individuals who come to Jesus Christ and say, "Lord, I want you as my Savior. I receive you as God. You are God, and I receive you right now as my Savior." When a person does that, it makes no difference who they are. It's what they have been. In other words, they've been something that Jesus changes. He gives us a new heart. He gives us the ability to understand the spiritual things that comes from him and from God the Father. Jesus said in verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." He doesn't refuse anyone, and he goes even further in verse 38. He says, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will," we read of in verse 39. It starts off there by saying that this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. In other words, anyone who comes to him, he's not going to let them suffer the loss of eternal life. He says, "All which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Well, when is the last day? Jesus says, "You come to me and you have eternal life and you'll never perish." We read that. You'll never perish. And then, what is the last day? Well, I believe that this could possibly be, and I want you to think about this. What about your last day upon this earth? What's going to happen to you? Where will you go when this body gives up the breath of life? And each of us need to make that decision before that happens. Well, Jesus says that all of those who come to him, who receive him as Lord and Savior, he said he was not going to lose anything. He's not going to lose us. We have eternal life, and no one can take that from us. Should raise it up again at the last day. Now stop and think just a moment. We're going to receive a new body. That is those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ. We're going to receive a new body, but I believe it goes deeper than that as we study this verse. It should raise it up again at the last day. We go immediately, I believe, when this body loses the breath of life and gives it up, when death takes place, I believe that, according to the Scriptures, that we go immediately into the presence of the Lord. Now think about this. The last day upon this earth, where will you go? Will you go to heaven? Will you be with Jesus Christ? Or will you go the way of the Bible talks about those who have never trusted Jesus Christ? The Bible says that there's a place called hell, and those people who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, that's where they go upon the time, the last day. Notice there it says, raise it up again to the last day. Well, those who have again refused Jesus Christ, they'll be going to hell. And that's a sad thing. That's even hard for me to even talk about, because I do not want anyone going to a devil's hell. And I remind you that hell was created for the devil and his angels, the devil. I don't want to be there with the devil throughout eternity, and I'm not going to be, because I've trusted Jesus Christ. And the question is, do you want to be in eternity in hell with the devil throughout all eternity? It never ends. And you're going to be tormented day and night. And by the way, there's no day in hell. It's black, according to the Word of God. The important thing here is for us to remember, as saved people, Jesus Christ is not going to turn us away. We're not going to lose our salvation. We're not going to lose eternal life. And when this life is over, the last day on this earth, that we're going to go to be with the Lord. Now, the last day on the earth for us may be the time when he comes back in the clouds and says, come up hither, in the rapture of the church. And of course, I'm looking forward to that. Or verse 41 of John chapter 6 goes on to say, the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. You see, it seems as though they just passed over all of the things that Jesus just said about, once again, doing what God wanted them to do and what he wanted them to do and what they needed to do. But they murmured. They were still looking at the fact that he said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. In verse 42, and they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Now, if you go to some of the perversions that we see out today of the Word of God, they're perversions, all the new versions, we call them versions, but they're actually perversions. Some of these versions, perversions, actually call Joseph Christ's father. But we know that he was not his father, that the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived and bare a son. And once again, his name would be Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us, according to the Word of God. These people and those people who read and look at the perversions today, they see and they read so many things that's wrong in these perversions of the Word of God today, that some of them actually think that Joseph was actually Jesus' father. And that's not true. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived and bare a son, and his name was Jesus. Joseph had nothing to do with the birth of Jesus Christ. The Jews then murmured, verse 41, at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Well, verse 43 says, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And we're going to be raised incorruptible one day. This body is going to put on incorruption. That is, those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior. And once again, the body of those people. Now, the people who go to hell, they're also going to have a body, and it's going to be indestructible. They're going to be able to feel pain according to the Word of God. And the Bible says, where the worm dieth not, and that's in hell. And people need to realize that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And we need to be telling people about this and warning them about hell. Well, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." Well, how does the Father draw people? The Father draws people through the Word of God. The Father draws people by them looking to the cross, to Jesus Christ as the Savior. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." And he was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. But you and I who know Jesus as Savior, we need to be lifting him up today, not to the cross, but we need to be lifting him up as the Savior of the world, of the mankind in this world. "No man," Jesus said, "can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Holy Spirit speaks to the heart of individuals. We call it conviction. The Holy Spirit will deal with a person's heart, and that is God dealing with the individual. And he will draw people to Christ, but it's up to the individuals to receive or reject the Lord. Verse 45 says, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." A person needs to open his or her spiritual mind, his or her spiritual heart. Bible says, "For it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." And it goes on to say, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Because of salvation, we speak about Jesus Christ. But it's with the heart that people believe unto salvation. The Holy Spirit deals with the heart. The heart either responds favorably or the heart rejects Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the innermost being of the individual. Verse 46 says, "Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father." Once again, Jesus Christ has seen the Father. He is with the Father in heaven. Jesus has always been, not as Christ on this earth, but he's always been because he is not only man, but he's God. And God was with the Father. God the Son was with the Father before the foundation of the world. He always has been. He never had a beginning, and he'll never have an end. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." In verse 47, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers," he's telling these Jews, "did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die." He's saying that he's the bread of heaven. The manna was a representation of Jesus Christ who prolonged the lives of those individuals in the desert or in the wilderness as they wandered along, those Jews, the Israelites. He prolonged their lives physically, and now he wants to prolong lives spiritually forever. Now, we're not going to be spirits just roaming around and just floating around, but we're going to have a new body. We're raised incorruptible. But Jesus said that he is the bread of life, and if we partake of him, if we receive him as Lord and Savior, then he gives us the nourishment that we need to become the sons of God, the children of God. And we need Jesus Christ, the bread of life, today. And I'm praying that you have Jesus Christ living with you because you've trusted him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.